Today's daf is Zvachim daf Nun Vav. We are holding on the very bottom of daf Nun Hey Amid Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Ein Chayav Mishum Tuma. So today's shir is once again sponsored by Henry Olinsky, Lizecher Nishmas, Rebbetzin Weiss, Pesya Yenta Bas Yisrael Aryeh, Neshama Shevin Aliyah, from the Zuchus of our learning. We are going to discuss today which part of the Beis HaMikdash a person is Chayav Kares for entering Bituma, and specifically Amud Aleph, we're going to talk a lot about the Lishchos that open up into the Azara. Do they have a din of the Azara, or are they considered somewhat to be outside of the Azara? And the Gemara is going to discuss whether you're allowed to eat Kachay Kachim in the Lishchos that are Bnuyos Bechol, but are Psuchos Lekodesh, that open up into the Azara. Meaning there are a lot of different halachos that relate to the Azara. The idea that Shechitas Kachim Kalim has to be done there, Achilas Kachay Kachim has to be done there, that you're not allowed to enter their betuma. So which of these halachos apply specifically to the Azara proper, and which of these halachos apply to the Lishchos as well? Then the Gemara is going to discuss the source that Zrikas Hadam has to be done on the same day as the Shechita of the Karban. And then we're going to have an Amud Beis, two different machlokos between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan, to what extent we consider the second night after the Shechita of Karban Shlamim, let's say, to be considered Chutzlis Mano by the Karban Shlamim. Shlamim is eaten L'shnei Yamim V'layla Echad. Layla Echad means the one night between the 2 days. What about the night after the second day? To what extent do we say that's already Chutzlis Mano? If you have a machshav about that time, you're Chayv Mishum Pigul, you eat at that time, it's already violation of Mosar. And to what extent do we say, no, it's the next morning that really takes on the full status of Chutzlis Mano? And the Gemara is going to figure out how we know that you're not allowed to eat the Karban Shlamim on the second night, and that you're also not yet allowed to burn the meat of the Karban Shlamim on the second night. For that, you have to wait until the next morning. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to finish up the list of the Kachim Kalim. So it's going to tell us the details of Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. And the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that the Matan Dam of Bechor is done Bezrika v'lo b'shvicha, that it's done with Bezrika, not by pouring, and that it has to be done Kineged HaYisod. So let's begin. We're holding again on the very bottom of Daf, Nun Hey Amud Beis, and we're about to discuss the halachos of entering the Mikdash Bituma. So there is a mitzvah min HaTorah to send all Tumeim out of the Mikdash. Pasuk says that Tzavis Bnei Yisrael v'yishalchem min ha-machne kol tzurua v'kol zav v'kol tamei l'nefesh. In fact, in Rav Asher Weiss's hesped for his wife that he gave here in New York before they flew back to Eretz Yisrael, he paraphrased that pasuk to talk about how his wife did chesed with people who were even no one else would even look at, that no one else would think is even a kavadika person that you would want to take care of. So he said she took care of kol tzurua v'kol zav v'kol mar nefesh, but obviously not the context of what the pasuk means, because it was that week's parsha. That's why you mentioned it. But it's kol tzurua, kol zav, kol tamei l'nefesh. You send outside of the machane. So we learn that the mitzvah has to be sent chutz mi gimel machnos, meaning even outside of machane Yisrael, which means even outside of Yerushalayim. A zav is sent even outside of machane, is allowed into Yerushalayim, but is sent outside of Har HaBayis, is not allowed in Har HaBayis. And a tamei meis is allowed in Har HaBayis, is just not allowed in the azara itself. If a person who is Tamei enters into the Azara, b'mezid he's chayiv kares, b'shogeg he's chayiv karban chatas. So says Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, ein chayavin mishum tuma, a person is only going to be chayiv kares, or the karban, if he enters the mikdash b'tuma, ela al orech me'oshonim sheva al rochav me'osholshim v'chamesh, only if he goes into an area that is 187 amos long by 135 amos wide. But if meaning the Azara itself, that has the status of the Azara. But if a person enters the Lishchos that are Bnuyos on the that are built outside of the Azara but open up into the Azara, you're not going to be Chayiv Kares if you enter B'mezid, or Chatos if you enter B'shogeg, because they don't have the full Kedushas HaAzara. Those areas don't have the actual Kedushas HaAzara. That's just Kedushas HaRabayis. So a person who is Tamei Meis that enters that area is not going to be Chayiv Kares. So Tani Tanakame de Rav Nachman, Kol Azara Isa Meya Ushmona Mesheva Al Rocha Meya Shalosh Mechamesh, that we have a Tana that says exactly this idea, that the entire Azara is 187 Amos by 135 Amos. So Amalei Rav Nachman said to the Tana, Hachi Amalei Abba, this is what I heard from my father, meaning that area that you're describing of 187 by 135, that's where Kohanim go, that's where Kachay Kachim has to be eaten, because Kachay Kachim has to be eaten, meaning in the Azara itself, and that is the Azara. And not only that, Vishochtin Sham, Kachim Kalim have to be shechted in the Azara. So that's the area where Kachim Kalim have to be shechted. V'chayavin mishum tuma. And that's also the area that someone who enters bituma, who enters the Mikdash bituma, is chayiv karis if he does a mezid, is chayiv a carbon if he does a b'shogeg, dafka in that area, but not apparently in the lishchos that are benuyos off of that area. So says the Gemara, when we say that you're not chayiv mishum tuma outside of this 187 by 135 Amma area, lemute mai, what are we trying to say is you're not chayiv for? Meaning if you're only chayiv for tuma in the 187 by 135, we're obviously trying to exclude another location that one would have thought that you're chayiv for. So ilem lemute chalonos, dvasos, ovechoma, maybe you're going to say, oh, it's coming to exclude the chalonos that were built into the wall of the Azara, or the thickness of the doorways themselves to the Azara, or the Ovechoma, let's say you stand on top of the wall of the Azara, that those places do not have Kedushas Azara. Na Tanina, we already know in the Mishnah, Chalonos Ovechoma Kilifnim, that they absolutely do have the Kedushas Azara, and therefore you would be Chayiv if you enter those areas Betumah. So what are we coming to be Mema'it, where we're saying that you're not going to be Chayiv if you enter a certain area Betumah that you might have thought you would be? It must be that we're coming to be Mema'it the small rooms that were built around the Azara, but not on the premises of the Azara, but opened up into the Azara. And if we're talking about Lashachos that were built in Chol, meaning outside of the Azara, but open up into the Azara, and Shmuel's telling us that they don't have Kedushas HaAzara, but don't we have a Mishnah in Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni that tells us that the inside of such Lashachos do have a status of Kodesh, meaning we look at the Pesach, and if the Pesach opens up into the Azara, the whole Lishcha is Kedushas HaAzara. So how can you tell me that you're not Chayiv for entering there Bituma? Answers the Gemara, Midrabanan. You're right, it has Kedusha. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to enter it Bituma, but the Chiyuv Kares is not going to, you're not going to have a Chiyuv Kares. The whole Kedusha that it has is only a din Midrabanan. Frak the Gemara with Daraisa, lo, do you need to tell me, do you mean to tell me the Lashachos do not have Kedusha on a Daraisa level? Vatanya Lashachos Benuyos Bechol Psuchas HaKodesh. When you have these rooms that are built outside of the Azara, but they open up into the Azara. Minayin shakwanim nichnasin l'sham v'ochlin sham kachay kachim shiari mincha. That kohanim are allowed to eat kachay kachim there. So they're basically three dinim of Azara. That you eat kachay kachim in the Azara, you shech kachim kalim in the Azara, and you cannot go into the Azara bituma. So if you're telling me that they're allowed to eat kachay kachim there, you're holding that it has a full din of Azara on a daraisa level. Otherwise we would never allow eating kachay kachim there. So you see clearly. So how do I know that they're allowed to eat kachay kachim there? Tamalomar B'chatzar ol moed yachluha. The pasuk says when it comes to the shiari mincha, b'chatzar ol moed yachluha. From the fact that it says in the pasuk b'makom kadosh, and then the very next phrase is b'chatzar ol moed, haTorah rips chatzeros har beitzal achila achas. You see that the Torah is expanding the area where you're allowed to eat kachay kachim, that it could be eaten in multiple places, not just the Azara, but the lashachos that are built off of the Azara as well. So if you're allowed to eat kachay kachim there, obviously it has kedushas Azara min haTorah. If we're only midrabanan, there's no way the Chum would allow you to eat kachay kachim there, because if it has a din of chol min haTorah, they're telling you to eat kachay kachim outside of the Azara. No way. So must have kedushas Azara. Amarava la'achila shayni. So Rava suggests maybe it has kedushas Azara for some dinim and not for other dinim. When it comes to eating kachay kachim, yeah, it has a din of kedushas Azara. When it comes to tumah, maybe it does not have a din of kedushas HaAzara. Avalinya Tumalo, says Gemara, really? But as far as being Chayiv Kares, for entering these Lashachos B'Tumah, it doesn't have Kedush Sazara, Vatanya, but we have a Braisa, Lashachos HaBnuyis B'Chol, Ubsuchos HaKodesh. You have these Lashachos that are built in Chol, but they open up into Kodesh. Kohanim Nichnasan L'Sham V'Yochlin, Sham Kachay Kachim, Ve'ein Shochlin, Sham Kachim Kalim, V'Chayavin Mishum Tumah, that the Kohanim are allowed to eat Kachay Kachim there. It happens to be, they cannot Shecht Kachim Kalim there, but Chayiv Mishum. So it's interesting, the Braisa that we're quoting also distinguishes between the various halachos and says, okay, these lishchos aren't totally the Azara, because you're not allowed to shecht kachim kalim there. If it were really the Azara, you'd be allowed to shecht kachim kalim there. But where it draws the line, which halachos, it does have the status of the Azara, it includes, as far as halacha of tuma, it includes it as part of the Azara. So it is the Azara as far as kachim kachim, as far as achilas kachim kachim. It is the Azara as far as tuma. It's just not the Azara as far as shechitas kachim kalim. But don't you see that at least as far as Tumah, it does have the status of the Azara? So it says Gemara, Lav Amrit Ein Shachtin. Now, once you're already distinguishing and you're already telling me that you can't Shecht Kachim Kalim there, you're acknowledging it's not fully the Azara. So Tzninami Ein Chayavim. Change the Braisa. The Braisa should say, you're not Chayav Mishum Tumah. Say that it only has the din of the Azara when it comes to Achilas Kachay Kachim, but when it comes to the other two halachos that relate to the Azara, it will not have the din of the Azara. These Lashachos will not have the din of the Azara. Well, says Gemara, well, Bishlama Ein Shachtin, I understand why you would not be allowed to Shecht Kachim Kalim in these Lashachos that are Psuchos L'Kodesh, because Be'ina Kenegra Pesach V'Lecha, because the Pasuk says that you have to Shecht Lifnei Ohel Moed, and you don't have that in the Lashachos. They are not Kenegra the Pesach Ohel Moed. The Mechitzos that surround the Lishcha break between the Makom where you're Shecht it and the Pesach HaOel, so that's a technical problem. Ela in chayav namai, but why wouldn't you be chayav kares or a karban if you enter betumah? What would be the reason to change the girsin brisa and say in chayav mishum tumah? No, it should say chayav mishum tumah. It should be meaning what we're saying is I understand very well to say it has kedushas hazara, and yet you're still not allowed to shecht kachim kalim there on a technicality. But to say that it doesn't, it has kedushas hazara for one thing and not kedushas Azara for another thing, that there's no logic to say such a thing. So to say it has Kedushas Azara that you're allowed to eat Kachay Kachim there, but it doesn't have Kedushas Azara Lagami Tumah, makes absolutely no sense. To say that you're allowed to eat Kachay Kachim there, you're Chayiv Mishum Tumah, good, Kedushas Azara. Why can't I shecht kachim kalim there? Because of technicality. There are mechitzos and a mafsik. It's not Pesach Ol Moed. That's a separate din. That's not a din in the Kedusha. That's a din in Pesach Ol Moed. Says Mar L'taymeich, if you think the reason you're not allowed to shecht kachim kalim there is because it's not connected to Pesach Heichal, Ein Shochtin, the fact that you can't shecht kachim kalim there, Milo Askinan, Dika Shchita connected to Pesach, is it not possible in the Lishcha to have a Shechita that's Keneged the Pesach? The Ileka, Lama Yitzrich. If the Braisa is talking about a case where the Shechita is not Keneged Pesach, why do I need a Braisa to tell me that such a Shechita would be possible? It's obviously, that's not a din in the Lishcha, that's a separate din that has nothing to do with the status of the Lishcha. No, this Braisa must be talking about where somehow you pull it off that you're shechting in the Lishcha and it's still Keneged HaPesach. And Tani, Ein Shochtin, and still the Braisa says you can't shecht there. You know why? Because it doesn't have the full status of the Azara. Mishum Dolo Kaddish. It doesn't have the full Kaddish Azara. And therefore, Tininami, Ein Chayavim. And therefore, it can also say Ein Chayav Mishum Tumah because it doesn't have the full kedusha status. Meaning, what essentially the Gemara is saying is that the idea that you're not allowed to shecht kachim kalim in the lishchos is not a function of Pesach Ol Moed. There is a way to set yourself up in the lishcha where you are connected Pesach Ol Moed. The fact that you're not allowed to shecht kachim kalim there, that's a function of it's kedusha. It doesn't have full kedusha sazara. And once you can tell me it doesn't have full kedusha sazara, you can easily say that you're not Chayav Mishum Tumah when you enter into the Lishcha, because it doesn't have full kedusha sazara. So says Gemara ulachila lo b'inam keneged haPesach. Wait, for eating kachay kachim, do you mean to tell me you don't need to be keneged haPesach? Meaning the brisa that said before that kachay kachim could be eaten in the lishchos. It's just that kachim kalim can't be shechted there. And we were assuming at first, at least, that when we talk about being in the lishchos, we're assuming you're not keneged haPesach. So says Gemara, for eating kachay kachim, do you not need to be keneged haPesach? So Vatanya, we have a brisa that tells us, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Domer, Shnei Pishpishin Hoy Bebeis HaChalifos, there are two small entrances by the Kosal Ulam, by the Beis HaChalifos, Govan Shmona, there were 8 Amos Tol, Kedei Lahachshir Es Hazara, in order to Lachilus Kachi Kachim, Lashkitus Kachim Kalim. And that is Machshir the Hazara, which is not connected to the Pesach HaHechol, that's toward the west of the Ulam, and I mean the Ulam Litzafan Lidarum, the Tzidei Ulam, that allows you to eat Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim. That it has to be Lefnei Ol Moed, and by creating these two Pishpishin, these two Pesachim, it turns the entire Azara into a status of Lefnei Ol Moed. But bottom line is, you need to turn it into Lefnei Ol Moed. Eating Kachay Kachim also has to be done Lefnei Ol Moed. So how can you have a Hava Mina that it's only Shechtin Kachim Kalim that has to be Lefnei Ol Moed, but eating Kachay Kachim does not? So Amar Ravina, Samim Mikan Achila. Take away from Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda the need for the Shnei Pishpishin for the sake of Achila. Achila's Kachay Kachim doesn't need to be Lefnei Ol Moed, like we had in the previous brisa, meaning reject this brisa that we're quoting now. Achilas Kachay Kachim, it's not necessary to be Lefnei Ol Moed. So I ask the Gemara, how can you say that Achilas Kachay Kachim doesn't have to be Lefnei Ol Moed? Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, by the Basar Miluim, Bishlu Es HaBasar, Pesach Ol Moed, Visham Tochlu also. That you see clearly in the Pasuk, you must eat the Kachay Kachim Pesach Ol Moed. Kachay Shah Shaini. That was the El HaMiluim. That was Kachay Shah. That was something that was done for the Miluim, for the preparation of the Mishkan. That's totally different. That's a Gzeres HaKasav, of one-time deal. That was like a Hurrah Shah for that time in history. But Kachay Kachim throughout all of the future times, that doesn't have to be Pesach Ol Moed. So it's a very interesting status. These Lashachos that are off of the Azara do not have the full status of the Azara. So for example, Ravis said for Achila Shaini, right? That might have the status of the Azara when it comes to Achila, that you're allowed to eat Kachay Kachim there, but it doesn't have the status of the Azara when it comes to Tuma. So there's Machlokas Achronim. What would Rava say? Is there an Issur Rabbanan on a Tamei person entering the Lishcha? He says, yeah, La Achila it has the status of the Azara, but not for Tuma. So would it at least be Asur Mid Rabbanan? So some of the Achronim say, yeah, of course it's going to be Asur at least Mid Rabbanan. And that's why the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, Alachas, writes, Va'nichlas Shom Betuma Potter. He does not say Nichlas Shom Betuma, it's Mutter Likane Shom Betuma. He says Nichlas Shom Betuma Potter. But the Chaknasim and the Sidrei Taros say that according to Rava, it could be that when the Mishnah says Tochen Kodesh, it's only Legabe Achilas Kachay Kachim. And it doesn't have to be that there's Nisr Darabanan to enter their Betuma. There's also a discussion the Achronim raised. You know, the Mishnah in the first parak of Kalim famously goes through Eser Kedusha Sein. There are 10 levels of Kedusha. Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is not quite the same as Kedusha Yerushalayim. You know, there are different levels of Kedusha. And amongst them, there's Ezros Nashim, Lamalim Yimenu, Ezros Yisrael. Ezros Nashim has a certain Kedusha. Then the Azara itself, the Ezros Yisrael, has an elevated level of Kedusha. So I ask some of the Achronim, why not 11 levels of Kedusha? Because look what we're doing with these Lishchos. We're saying that they have somewhat of the status of the Azara, somewhat not the status of the Azara. Isn't that an intermediate level of Kedusha? So Kasha is a very strong Kasha. Not sure what the answer is, but that's a Kasha. Now, there are a number of issues. Once the Gemara is willing to say that these Lishachos are somewhat, yeah, somewhat, no, they're somewhat like the Azara, somewhat not. So a whole bunch of other, you know, we've been talking as far as 3 Alachas and 3 Alachas only. The Azara, the Azara is the place where you shech kachim kalim, where you eat kachay kachim, and where you can't enter bituma. Okay, but there are a lot of other halachos relating to the Azara as well. For example, the Achronim have a machlokas. If a person shechs kachay kalim belishchos abnuyis b'chalim psuchos hakodesh, is he chayv mishum shchutei chutz? meaning, okay, you want to tell me that I'm not allowed to shecht kachem kalim? Is it shchut echot? Is that considered shechting outside of the azara? Some say it's what Rava says later on in this Masechta and Daf Kuf Zayin, that even though the gag of the hechel is not his kaddish and you're not allowed to shecht kachem there, but you're not chayv mishum shchut echot on the gag of the hechel, because they were brought into the azara, and maybe hu adin these l'shachos, the roi for achilz kachem kalim, so on some level they have the status of the azara. So that's in the Briska Rav says that the chiluk between the gag of hechel and lishchos is that the gag was not hufka mikedusha, because if there would be no gag, it would be kadosh midin avir ha'azara. So the gag is sort of eligible for the kedusha ha'azara. It's only because the gag has an actual roof, so it became a reshus b'fnei atzmo, that it's not kodesh. But if you were to, that roof were to cave in, that whole area would certainly have the din of the avir ha'azara, as opposed to the lishchos are not his kadesh as far as achilas kachim at all. There's another discussion the Mikdash David raises from the fact that it says lishchos m'nius b'chol b'suchas kodesh are kodesh l'achilas kachim, but the basar that's yotzei l'sham is not nifsal b'yotzei. That's only basar roi l'achila, because since we say that this makom is ra'oi to eat, so the basar is not going to be pasul b'yotzei. What about damini murum of a carbon, which you're not supposed to eat anyway? So does it become pasul with yotzei when it goes into these l'shachos? Again, what exactly do we assume the status of these l'shachos are? For the halach of psul yotzei, maybe it has a status of outside the azar. Karenora says, yesh l'stabik, if a person shechs a behemas chulin in these l'shachos, is that a violation of chulin ba'azara? That if you say that it really has the status of the azara, then you shouldn't be allowed to shecht a behemas chulin. Or for example, the Gemara in Yuma brings the sheet of Abayi that lishcha sal palhedrin was chetzia b'chol, chetzia b'kodesh, and it had two doors, one l'chol, one l'kodesh. And the Gemara says that you can't say that it was open only to the kodesh, because the lishchos habnuyos b'chol b'suchos l'kodesh are have full kedusha, and you're not allowed to sit in those places because they have full kedusha. And lishchos hagazis was kohen yoshev b'marava. The kohen would sit. So Tosfos writes in the Sefer Yuma, you see that the isur of yeshiva bazara applies to the lishchos habnuyos b'chol b'suchos azara, even though there's a din and yeshiva bazara l'malchus based on bulvad. So is this considered the azara? Are these lishchos considered the azara? So Tosfos brings a raya that maybe they are considered the azara as far as the din of yeshiva. So these lishachos are sort of really in this in between stage, and every single halacha of the azara has to be viewed through the lens of this sugya. To what extent do we say this is the azara? To what extent do we say it's not the azara? So, but you do see that the area that opens up into kodesh has some level of kedusha. So in Tshuvas Ma'arit Chelik Beis Yerdei Simin Dalin, he brings a raya from Shitas HaTosfos that it's usher to where Tosfos says that you're not allowed to sit in these l'shachos, because even though they're not fully kadosh b'kedushas hazara, but you're not allowed to be noeg, you're not allowed to be yoshev. It does have the din of the hazara as far as yeshiva. So he says it must be then that that you're not allowed to be noeg kalos rosh in the hazaros hapsuchos lebeis haknesses, even though they're meant for divrei chol, and you don't do divrei kedusha there. But you see that it has to be, you have to treat it with a certain level of reverence. If you weren't allowed to sit in the lishchos hapsuchos lekodesh, then even the azaros that enter into the Beis HaKnesses, you shouldn't be allowed to be noheg kalos rosh. And then he rejects it. He says, no, maybe the lishchos, which are meant litzorech of the azara, you eat kachay kachim there, you're noeg some kedusha there. So that's as if they're mosif on the azara legabe those halachos. So that's why you can't sit there. But b'makom where there's no tzorech of the Beis HaKnesses at all, and we don't do Beis HaKnesses things in those makomos, so then maybe you don't have to be noeg kavod in those locations. That is the discussion of the Ma'arit, whether this plays out, whether this actually plays out halacha l'maisa. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Now the Gemara is going to discuss at what point dam of a carbon becomes possible to do zrika. You can no longer do zrika of dam of a carbon. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Dimi, minayin l'dam shenifsal b'shkiyas hachama. that the sun setting on the day you shach the korban is deadline. You can no longer be zorik the dam. It's going to be possible. Very interesting. It doesn't say tzeis hakochavim. It doesn't give any other shkia sacham. It's as clear as could be. Sunset. That's when it becomes possible. So you look at this long tosus over here. This is a very important tosus as far as the halachos of zmanim. This is where Rabbi Natam gets into the whole issue of what exactly is shkia, tchila shkia, sov shkia. What is the latest time to do a variety of halachas? Maybe we'll discuss it for a minute in a moment, but let's see. So minayin l'dam shnifsal b'shkias hachama shenemar b'yom akrivu azivcho yeyachel b'yom she'ata zoveach atamakriv b'yom she'iyata zoveach iyata makriv. On the day you shecht your carbon, that's when you can be makriv the dam. When you're not, if it's no longer the day that you shechted the carbon, you can no longer be zorek the dam. Shechita and zrika must be on the same day. Once shkias hachama happens, zrika is no longer viable for that carbon. So says Gemara, wait, is that what that pasuk is teaching me? Hami bayile lugufei. But don't we need that pasuk to teach the zman of achila shlamim itself? Because the pasuk goes on to say that biyom akrivu es zivcho ye achel umi macharas. The pasuk, right, that's the next word in the pasuk. That when do you eat the carbon shlamim? The day you shecht it and the next day. So that pasuk is needed to teach me the very din that 2 days, one night in between is the time for eating the carbon shlamim. So says Gemara, you're right. I need the pasuk lugufei, but in kain ne makra biyom zivcho ye achel. Hakrivo lamali. Why does it have to say biyom hakrivo esivcho yeyachel umimacharas? What's that extra word hakrivo doing? Shema mina biyom shato zveach atamakriv biyom shiato zveach yatamakriv. Ah, that extra word hakrivo is telling me that the zrikas adam has to be on the very same day as the hakravas hakarban. V'dilma hachi kamarachmana ikarav dam idna nisachul basuri idna ulamachar ikarav dam lamachar nisachul basuri lamachar liyoma ochara. Maybe the pasuk is telling me that we start the clock on the achilas karban from the zrikas hadam, and therefore, if you wait till the next day to be zorik to dam, you get an extra day of achila. Maybe it's not telling me a chumrah that if you fail to do zrikas hadam on the day that you shech the karban, that's it. It's puzzled. It's no good. Maybe it's telling me a kula that if you do the zrikas hadam a day late, then you can eat it another day later after that. Says Gemara, im kein ne makra biyom akrivo yeyachel. Pasuk says biyom akrivo yeyachel in machras. So zivcho lamali. Why does it have to say zivcho? Shmamina biyam shata zveach atamakrivo biyam shiata zveach yatamakrivo. Now that's how we know that you have to be makriv dafka on the day that you shecht. You cannot be makriv on any other day beyond the day that you shecht. Okay, so this idea that shkia sachama is the deadline is a very critical. This is a very critical sugya in Shas, that by shkia sachama, that's it. It's possible to do the zrikas adam. The Urayim in Simin Reish Ayin Dalid brings from our Gemara a raya that the zman ben hashmashos must be before shkia sachama, because we're assuming that shkia sachama it's already the next day. So when the Gemara says in Shabbos Taf Tzadidalad mishetishka achama, that means when the sun is about to set. But once the sun is actually beneath the horizon, then it's definitely already the next day. It's no longer Bein HaShemashos. That's the Shita of the Urayim. Clearly against Tosos in our sugya, our long Tosos on Amud Aleph, where Tosos says, Legabe every mitzvah in the Torah, it's considered Vada Yom until Tseisako, it's still considered to be Yom until Tseisako Chavim. Like the Mishnah says in Mesechus Megillah, even though there's no Raya Ledover, there's a Zecha Ledover. The Pasuk says, Anachnu osim b'malachin nechemia v'chitz machzikim b'ramachim me'alos ha'shachar v'yad seis ha'kochavim. It defines the day. What's the day? Alos ha'shachar ad seis ha'kochavim. And what is that? And the pasuk goes on to say, v'yulanu halayla mishmar v'hayom malacha. So it described alos ha'shachar until seis ha'kochavim as the time we do work. And then the pasuk said, and v'hayom is malacha. So it follows that alos ha'shachar until seis ha'kochavim is all yom. It's only legabe the dam of karbonos that shkia sacham is considered nighttime, says Tosfos, and that's from the pasuk biyom akrivo, because we already learned biyom tzavoso that avodas hamizbeach is not kosher belayla. So we must have an extra pasuk of biyom akrivo telling me that not only can't you do avodas karbonos belayla, you can't even do it after shkia when it's still yom. But says Tosfos, after shkia is still yom against the Urayim, who says that bein hashmashos is even before shkia. Mishnah Brura writes someone who's machmer himself and he's porish me malacha on Erev Shabbos, a chatzi sha'a or a shlish sha'a before shkia sachama, Ashrelo. He's being machmir for the sheet of Yireim. It's a wonderful thing, says the Mishabur in Simrei Samachalav, Sivkat and Chav Gimel. Easy to do in the summertime, a little more challenging to do in the wintertime. That a person's going to be Mekabel Tosef Shabbos so much before Shkia, but that's what we do. We stop doing Malacha 18 minutes before Shkia. Okay, Shlisha, close to a Shlisha before Shkia. So that's being Yotze, the sheet of the Yireim, right? I mean, why do we dafka do Tosef Shabbos for 18 minutes? Yeah, it's strictly speaking, 2 minutes might be enough. Some big machlokes we showed him how much time you need for the mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos. Maybe 2 minutes is even enough. So why do we do dafka 18 minutes? Probably to be Yotze, the sheet Tosef Yireim. But there is wiggle room because we don't really pass like the Yireim. Chassam Sofer was asked a Shaila in Chuvus Chassam Sofer, Chaim Simon Pei, a bris milah for a baby that was born late in the afternoon, on Friday afternoon, should you be choshish for the sheet Tosef Yireim that it's already ben Hashmashos? And if the baby's born ben Hashmashos Friday night, you can't do the bris on Friday because it might be too early. Can't do the bris on Shabbos because it might the baby might have actually been born on Friday, then it's a milah shelo bezmana. So you do the bris on Sunday. So would you say that if the baby's born within the 18 minutes? Would you say that that you're going to do the bris on Sunday? Says the Chassam Sofer, chas v'shalom. Ridiculous. You would never say that. He says, we do malach erev Shabbos until karov l'sha or gimel rivei sha ad seis ha-kochavim. We paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, that's quoted in Tosos. And how could it be that you have a baby that you have to give a bris milah to on Yom Shmini Le'edaso, and all of a sudden you start being choshish for the Shittas Yireim? That's going to be a kula. Your chumra is going to turn out to be a kula that you're being makel on the inyan of bris milah. So he says it's hard for me to be machria between Rishonim, but I'm willing to do it over here. That it's definitely not ben Hashmashos prior to Shkia Sachama. But he says everyone agrees when it comes to dam zvachim that Shkia Sachama is considered light. I mean, there's no denying our sugya. It's just a question of whether it applies beyond dam zvachim. And he says, so what does that matter to us? Bizman hazeh, dam zvachim mincha relates to the karban. So when it comes to karbanos, tefillah relates to karbanos. So says Chassam Sofer, don't you dare dab mincha after shkia, because even though as far as vadayom, as far as other halachas are concerned, after shkia is still, or at least up until shkia for sure, is still vadayom, but definitely don't have mincha after shkia, because shkia is clearly the deadline as far as mincha is concerned. That's how the Chassam Sofer writes. That's not so pashut either, it happens to be. There's a Maseches Brachos, Machlok Shabidon Chamin, when the Zman of Tefilas Mincha is. The Chamin hold that the Zman is Ad Erev. Rabbi Yehuda says Ad Plaga Mincha. So Rabbeinu Yonah over there writes that according to the Chacham, that it's Ad Ha'erev, it doesn't mean Ad Seis HaKochav, it means Ad Shkia Sachama, because based on our Sugya, Shkia Sachama, as far as Karbanos, as far as Rikas Dam, it means Ad Shkia Sachama. Magen Avraham writes as well, Zman Shchitas Karban is Kodem Shkia Rishona, when we no longer see when the sun goes below the horizon, and therefore Zman Tefilas Mincha should be at Tchilas Shkia, you should make sure to do it before Shkia. But then he says, you know, the Ramah Paskins, that Pidiyavar, B'Shas Chak, Yotze, if you daven Mincha, Ad Halayla. How do we reconcile the Ramah with our Gemara? So he says, based on the idea that Shkia was Nitkan, I'm sorry, that Mincha was Nitkan, Neged HaKrabas HaMincha, that's brought with the Tamid. It's not about the Zevach with the Dam, because you're right, the Zevach with the Dam, that's Shkia is the deadline. But there was a carbon, why do we call it Mincha? Because there was a carbon Mincha that was brought together with the carbon Tamid. That carbon Mincha doesn't have a Shkia deadline. So maybe that's the Shita of the Ramah, that you're allowed to daven even after Shkia. Mishra Brewer writes in Reish Lamed Gimel, Sivkat Miyadalin, in the Sharet Zion over there, that even though it's a machlokas aposkim when Ben HaShemashos is, and the sheet of the Gaonim and the Gra is a right away at Shkia Rishona, that's Ben HaShemashos, where Ben Tam says that no, you still have some time after Shkia before Ben HaShemashos begins. He says when it comes to Tefilas Mincha, Nachon L'Chadchila Lizar L'Spal Kodem Shkia Sechama Dafka, that you gotta daven Mincha before Shkia. Ah, you're not going to be able to catch a minion before Shkia. If you're going to daven before Shkia, let's say you're davening in the only local minion is the Hasidish minion that has later zmanim, and they're davening after Shkia, daven biyichidus, says the Mishnah Berurah. Better daven biyichidus than to daven after Shkia. So specifically, when it comes to mincha, meaning this is different than when it comes to other areas of halach. But specifically, when it comes to tefilas mincha, we're very makbid that tefilas mincha be done before Shkia. Rabbeinu Tam over here has this notion that there are shtei Shkios, and when the sun gets hidden from our eyes, that's what's it's called Tchila Shkia, but then three and a quarter meal later is the Sof Shkia, and that's when Rabbi Tam in Sefer Yashar elaborates further. That's when the sun goes above the world. He assumes that that the way it works is that not that the sun goes beneath the horizon and goes around the world that way, but it goes through a window and then back up over the world. Other Rishonim have some trouble with that, meaning why would you say that that's the way it works, especially since there's a Gemara about this, and the Gemara says that the Chachmei Umos HaOlam disagreed with the Chachmei Yisrael about this, and it turned out that the Chachmei Umos HaOlam were correct. The Gemara says that it goes below the world, so that's a question of why Rabbeinu Tam assumes that it goes through this Chalon and above the world. Okay, and then that his Shita may or may not be based on that, but we got to get moving over here. So says the Gemara, Itmar. If a person has a machsheves pigel that he's going to eat the carbon at the time that he's doing one of the avodas hakarbonos, he has a machsheva that he's going to eat the carbon on the third night. Meaning the halacha is carbon shalom gets to be eaten if I shecht it on a Sunday, I can eat it Sunday night, Monday. He has a machsheva that he's going to eat it on Monday night, going into Tuesday. So Chizkiya Amar Kasher. Chizkiya says that is not pigel. That's not considered a real machsheva. Chutzlus mano. Even though it's true you're not allowed to eat it on Monday night, nevertheless, that's not considered a machsheves pigel. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pasul. Rabbi Yochanan says, of course that's a machsheves pigel. The zman is 2 days and one night. You're having machsheva for the following night. That's the very definition of pigel. So Chizki Amar Kasher Daloin Tikla Shreifa. Chizki says it's not machsheves pigel because you would not be yet allowed to burn the meat. Meaning, Hanosar Beish Sar, if you're supposed to burn Nosar, it's not yet Nosar at that time. You wouldn't be allowed to burn it until Tuesday morning. So therefore, having a machshava about Monday night is not yet pigul. Rabbi Yochanan Pasul da itchilei me'achila. Rabbi Yochanan would say, yeah, but you're also not allowed to eat it anymore on Monday night, and therefore such a machshava would be pigul. Similarly, forget about machshava. What if you actually eat it Monday night? Ha'ochel la'or shlishi, Chizkiya amar pater. Chizkiya says you're going to be pater for Nosar. Because it is not yet eligible to be burnt. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Da Itchi Lemeachila. Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, you are Chayiv Mishum Nosar, because you're no longer allowed to eat it. Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. Kachem and Achon Liomechan, Mechashvin Bedaman, Mishatishka Achama. Kachem, Kachem, and Karbon Toda, and El Nazir, that can only be eaten for Yom, Velayla, for one day, a Machshavis Chutzlus Mano, Bishas Shchita, works as follows. If your Machshav is about being Zorik the Dan, Misha Tishka Chama. If you're having machshava while you're shechting that you're going to be zorik the dam after shkia that night, that's already chutzlus mano. Uvivsarnu ve'emurein mishe yalam ad hashachar. When it comes to a machshava of eating the meat or burning the emurim, what's considered a machshava chutzlus mano? When you have a machshava that you're going to do it the next day, because the next day is already too late for that. Here's the part that's critical for us though. Kachim anechalim l'shnei yamim v'layla achas. Those kachim that can be eaten for 2 days and one night, like shlamim b'char, meiser, mechashvin b'dam on mishadish kachama. Certainly having a machshava to be zorik the dam after shkia, that's already machshava chutzlus mano. Uve emureyen mishialom ad hashachar. A machshava to burn the emurin even just the next day is already machshava chutzlus mano. Uvivsaran mishatishka achama shal shnei yamin. Vivsaran, it's already the next night. Having machshava that you can eat it the following night, that's already a machshava chutzlus mano. So you see clearly, even though it's not yet a time where you actually burn the nosar, it is a time that is beyond the zman achila, and therefore having machshava for eating the basar at such a time will in fact make the carbon pigle. So now the Gemara just discusses how I know these different zmanim, when you're allowed to eat it until and when you're chayiv to burn it. Tan rabbanan yachol nechal lo or shlishi. You might assume that you're even allowed to eat the carbon shlamim on that third night. V'dinu zvach nechal liyom echad zvach. Some karbanos can be eaten for 1 day, some for 2 days. Well, just like those karbanos I'm allowed to eat for 1 day, I'm allowed to eat on the night that follows that day as well. It's reasonable to have assumed that those karbanos that I'm allowed to eat for 2 days, I could eat for the nights that follow both of those days, not just the night in between them. So, that's why I need the pasuk say, Ba'od yom hu nechal, vein nechal lar shlishi. That no, only while it's still day on that second day can you eat it. You cannot eat it on the night that follows that second day. So says Mar, well, okay, I could have had a different reasonable hava amina. Yachli yisarif miyad. I might think that I have to burn it right away as soon as the zman achil is over. Meaning my karban shlom and my shecht on Sunday, I could eat Sunday night, Monday day. As soon as Monday night comes, I would think, burn it right away. Don't wait till Tuesday morning. Vidinu, and it's logical to assume that way, because after all, zvach nechal liyom echad, there are certain karbanos that can only be eaten for one day, like a karban toda, uzvach nechal l'shnei yamim, and there are other karbanos that can be eaten for 2 days, like a karban shlamim. Ma zvach nechal liyom echad, take of lachil l'shreifa. Just like those karbanos that can be eaten for only one day, there's a din called take of lachil l'shreifa. As soon as you're no longer allowed to eat it, you right away have a mitzvah of sreifa. Like the pasuk says, by the karbanos of the miluim, that you burn it right away because you can no longer eat it. It stands to reason that those karbanos that could be eaten for 2 days, as soon as I'm no longer allowed to eat it at the end of that second day, I should have to burn it right away that night, not wait till the next morning. No, it's only b'yom ha'shlishi that you burn it, but you do not burn it that night. So you see that while that there is this like in between period that you're allowed to eat it for 2 days and one night, you don't burn it until the following morning after the 2 days. In that in between night, you're not allowed to eat it anymore, but you're still not allowed to burn it, and that's why you have the room from machlokas chizkin Rabbi Yochanan whether a person is in violation of noser if he eats it then, and whether a person's violation of pickle if he has a machshava to eat it at that point in time. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah.